Hi guys, welcome back for episode 34. So last week we spoke about building brand authority and becoming the go-to expert in your market. Now the big takeaway with last week was that authority strengthens your sales pipeline by making prospects more likely to engage. This week, we're moving from building authority to turning it into influence that drives that real business growth. Why influence is the next step after authority? So authority is your recognition, and it's being the, you know, the go-to person that knows everything, I guess. Now your influence is the action. Your influence is getting those prospects to make action with your business and with your brand. And you can be respected without actually affecting decision making. And the true growth comes from that influence and making your prospects take that next step.
That's right. And influence accelerates decision making as well. So prospects trust your guidance, reduces friction in sales, and helps convert them to use your services. So they essentially come on board as a customer. And it's just speeds up that that whole process, so your sales velocity becomes faster.
Yeah,
and there are some key indicators of that influence, which includes things like inbound inquiries. You know, they're better qualified. They're essentially your ICP or your buyer persona that you're targeting. Your referral volume can be higher, and you'll have thought leadership engagement as well, where people are engaging with your content, you know. And you see a lot of this on B2B platforms like LinkedIn, for instance, as a prime example of that. So an example really would be where brands that lead conversations in their industry, they tend to attract clients without heavy outbound efforts. So that what that basically does is you attract your ICP to you, rather than you having to go and use outbound tactics like cold email and things like that as well. So it just makes the whole sales and acquisition process a lot easier.
Yeah. Now, attracting the right clients through that credibility. So your authority attracts attention and your credibility attracts the right type of clients. So how do you define your ideal client and align messaging to them? Now, we have done a podcast on this, and I'll just link it up here and down below for you to go watch that as well. So you want clarity on who benefits the most from your expertise, and that's through using, you know, thought leadership to solve their biggest pain points. Now, with your ideal client, you want to know everything from what they do for work, how much money they make, what they like to do as activities, really hone into, you know, where they live, what their house looks like. It might sound dumb, like, oh, I don't need to know that, but you do. You need to know the ins and outs of your ICP to truly resonate, to truly have your content resonate with them.
That's right. And when you're talking about the ICP from a B2B perspective, you also need to consider the fact that in B2B, there's usually a buying committee. So that usually means that, you know, it could be the CEO, the CFO, the CMO, and a whole host of different people or stakeholders within the company. So you need to understand the firmographics as well. You know, what's their annual revenue? You know, how many teams do they have? How many employees do they have? And all these kind of things. And it's really important to make sure you have as much qualified information as you possibly can to make sure you're targeting the right people.
Yep. So some content strategies for that client attraction. As we've mentioned last week, educational posts addressing challenges, not just talking about your product. You want to make it educational. You know, this is the problem. Here's how you solve it. This is a challenge this client went through. Here's how, you know, they solved it, or we solved it for them. Case studies showing measurable outcomes. Now, in a previous podcast, we've actually also spoke about case studies. So you don't just want to put up there, woo, they generated more income. Okay, so what did they generate? Give us, you know, solid facts,
solid numbers.
Yeah, solid numbers. And then you want to have some success stories that highlight the transformation that your clients have experienced. Now, you want to avoid the trap of trying to appeal to everyone because not everyone is your client. You need to focus on your ideal customer. If you start just chasing any man and their dog, then you're going to get in that kind of feast and famine.
Yeah, it causes problems with your messaging because you're not focused on your ICP, and also your positioning. You know, we position ourselves as a B2B agency, growth agency, you know, rather than every man and a dog. You know, we're an agency that can do everything. Now we could do everything, but we want to focus on the B2B landscape where there is a buying committee and there is generally longer sales cycles and there is higher annual contract values and things like that. So it's important when as any business that you hone in on your ICP, because that'll make your messaging, your sales and everything else will just be much easier.
So using thought leadership to influence decisions. So thought leadership builds that authority, like we mentioned last week, and your influence is what's going to convert your ICPs and make them take action. So techniques to influence without directly selling is you want to share actionable insights that help prospects make those decisions. Position yourself as the trusted advisor, not just a vendor. So you want to make sure that people understand that they can come to you for advice, they can come to you to learn about new things via your vlog, via your podcast, whatever that may be. And you know, they have the opportunity to make decisions for themselves using the data or whatever you've, you know, spoke about. And use storytelling to illustrate outcomes and possibilities. Now, with this, your consistency matters more than anything. Your, you know, how frequent and high value content that you put out there will compound the influence over time. If you're just posting content for the sake of posting content, then that's just not going to build that influence and it's not actually going to build you any authority either. You want to ensure that you're keeping that still frequent, but you need to make sure that's high quality and it speaks to your brand voice and it speaks to your ICP.
So how do you leverage that? Well, first off, you can use testimonials and case studies in emails. You can use them in social posts. You can use them in presentations. You can use them in podcasts. You can use them everywhere. Media mentions. You also can highlight your certifications and awards that reinforce trust. And you've also got peer collaborations or endorsements to expand authority. And a tip is always highlight results and measurable impact to strengthen influence. So that goes back to what you were saying earlier, Chloe, where you know you want to tell people the actual numbers. So we helped a solar client grow from 1.6 million to 3 million in 9 months. So that type of thing, rather than saying, you know, there's been a 20% increase in revenue, which doesn't mean anything. You know, if you're only driving $100, you know, 20% is only, you know, so be specific.
So building a self-sustaining growth engine with authority. Now, authority and influence will equal that inbound growth. And the benefits of that are the high quality leads come to you organically. You'll have reduced reliance on cold outreach or aggressive sales tactics. So you don't need to overly sell to, you know, these ICPs or people that you feel would be a bit great fit for your business. And three, you have faster decision making from prospects because they already trust your brand. Now, some key elements are that consistent thought leadership content, regularly updating credibility assets. So that's your awards, reviews, testimonials, case studies, and engaging with your audience authentically to maintain top of mind presence.
Now, there's some common mistakes that can weaken influence, which we need to discuss, right? And the first one is focusing on visibility without credibility. So that's like being everywhere, but not actually taking the initiative to build the credibility, as in providing value to people, helping them with their pain points, showing them a better way, you know? And the second one is sharing content inconsistently or without clear value. Again, it all comes down to the value that you're providing to your audience or lack of. But you need to be consistent. You need to show up even when you feel you don't feel like it. overpromising results or making unsubstantiated claims. Now, that happens quite a bit, especially like in the agency world, where, you know, I mean, I've seen new businesses pop up and, you know, they say they've got 9 years of experience and they've got testimonials from people that it doesn't actually look like they would even come from where they live. And then you put in their image into an image search and you find out it's like a
AI photo or something.
Or something like that. You know, that will just kill credibility. So be honest and truthful about what you're doing, who you're doing it to. Don't try and appeal to everyone. Rather build your ideal audience based on your ICP and your buyer personas. That's hugely important because that will help you position your business. It will help you with your consistent messaging and target the right people that you want to actually work with within your business. And then the final one would be neglecting to measure the impact of influence on growth. So that's like your engagement, your inbound leads, your conversion rates. It could be your sales velocity. Because if your sales velocity is sped up, then the chances are that's because your credibility has grown with whatever it is that you're actually doing.
Awesome. So we have some actionable takeaways for you guys to implement this week. I want you to audit your credibility and influence touch points. So your website, LinkedIn, your media presence, TikTok, wherever you are. I want you to identify 3 to 5 ways to consistently demonstrate expertise to your target audience. Create content and stories that guide prospects to action without overly having to sell to them. Collect and showcase proof points. So those case studies, testimonials, metrics, really pop them up there and make sure that they have the solid figures. And once you've popped your case study up there, repurpose that content for social media and LinkedIn. And then lastly, I want you to monitor your engagement and inbound inquiries to see influence converting into growth. So next week on The Adonis Effect, we're diving into one of the most overlooked but powerful elements of your brand, and that's your business name. So your name isn't just a label. It sets the tone for your credibility, your authority, and how your market perceives you. We'll break down how to choose a name that stands out, sticks in people's minds, and position your brand as the obvious choice in your industry. If you want your business to be memorable, respected, and impossible to ignore, then you don't want to miss out on episode 35. Awesome. Well, we'll see you for episode 35. Bye, guys. Bye.